You're listening to SBS News.
Deep in the forests of Pulpally, a small town in India's south, the Kartanayaka women and children sing to usher in a peaceful evening. It's a traditional lullaby. Traditions are basically all they have left. Their name, Kartanayaka, translates to kings of the jungle, but far from royalty, they hardly have enough to get by.
We are facing so many problems. We need a government which thinks of our needs.
After striking for many decades over their landlessness, this community was allowed to stay in these homes within the forest. But they have to travel kilometres to get water, something that puts them at risk of wild animal attacks. All the women work on farms far from their homes, but their income is not enough to buy food, and they can't afford to move to an area with more jobs.
As part of a national rural employment scheme, we only get 10 to 15 days' work each month. It's not enough for us to manage all our household affairs.
Wayanad has many diverse Adivasi or tribal communities. Some have been forcibly evicted from their land in the name of environmental protection to make way for sanctuaries. They used to be able to make money from their own farming, but attacks by elephants and other wild animals have made it impossible to keep doing so. Some of the tribal communities have set up illegal housing in tents around the forests, but they are quickly moved on by authorities. These communities were among the worst affected by the devastating Kerala floods last year. Rescuers were unable to reach many of the victims.
The government sees us as second-class citizens. There's no equality. We need a democratic, secular government.
Communities around Wayanad have held regular strikes since independence. That's more than 70 years ago, but still, most are unemployed and landless. Only 5% own their own land. More often than not, their demands go ignored. But that could be about to change. Wayanad has become one of the constituencies keenly watched in this election. Rahul Gandhi's face is plastered all over town. Mr. Gandhi is the leader of the Indian National Congress, the main national opposition party this election, and the party which has led India for most of its post-independence history. He has an impressive political pedigree. He's the great-grandson of India's first Prime Minister, the grandson of Indira Gandhi. His father, Rajiv Gandhi, was a prime minister, and his mother, Sonia Gandhi, led the Congress. He's contesting the election from Wayanad. Suddenly, the community's issues are in the spotlight. Analysts say it's almost guaranteed Mr. Gandhi will win the seat. But he's also contesting the elections from a second constituency. If he wins both, he will have to give one up, and that could spell disappointment for the Adivasi communities. In Wayanad, Kerala, Jessica Washington, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.